The floor was mostly made of local Dorset materials, black, red and yellowish stones, all of them set in that greatest of Roman building inventions, cement. As you went into the room, the first thing you'd have seen on the floor was a roundel, with the mythical hero Bellerophon riding the flying horse Pegasus and overcoming the Chimera, a monster combining a lion, a goat and a serpent. It was a popular image in the Roman world, the hero zapping the forces of evil. But at the far end of the room, facing in the other direction, was another roundel. In earlier times, in this sort of position, you'd have expected to find either Orpheus charming the world with his music, or the universally popular wine god, Bacchus. But here, we find Christ. The pairing of Christ with Bellerophon is not as incongruous as it might initially seem to us. Historian Eamon Duffy.
I think, as a historian, what impresses me about it is the juxtaposition of powerful imagery from pagan mythology, the whole story of Bellerophon, Pegasus, the Chimera, and the way in which Christianity adapts that material for its own purposes to convey a message of resurrection, of the triumph of life over death, and the implicit comparison of Christ's work on the cross to a hero slaying a monster. That paradox that the defeat of the founder of Christianity is actually a heroic victory.